This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Well, it is our weekly Health Minute with Optum, and February is National Heart Health Month. And in honor of this important month, we have to have Dr. Kundai Tanganyika, cardiologist with Optum, with us. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
We are so glad you can join us this morning. And of course, everybody has, you know, heart health is so important. So let's talk about several heart health topics, and we're going to talk about this throughout the month. But today, our focus is going to be hypertension. So let's start off, doctor, with what is hypertension?
Yeah, so hypertension is basically high blood pressure. And this is something that, you know, every individual is capable of assessing even at home. You just get a blood pressure cuff. Most of them you can buy them at all these local stores like Walgreens or Walmart. And, you know, it would be essential to just check your blood pressure. And there's certain numbers that you have to look for. So basically, if your blood pressure is like greater than 130 over 80, that's what we consider that you do have high blood pressure, and you should go and see like your primary care physician to decide the next steps.
So what, doctor, are some of the common causes then of hypertension? Can it be genetic, or is it most, can it be dietary or all of the above?
Yeah. There's certain causes. Genetic, yes, definitely. There are certain people that are more predisposed to having high blood pressure. Okay. For example, like African-Americans tend to have high blood pressure, so there is a genetic component to it. Then your diet can also contribute. So certain things, like, for example, being overweight, obese, those type of things can contribute to, having high blood pressure. You can also, if you're eating like a high sodium diet, so a lot of salt in your diet, those are certain things, those are some of the common things that can contribute to having high blood pressure.
And again, doctor, you said the normal blood pressure range is 130 over 80. Is that right?
Yeah. So anything less than 130 over 80.
Less than.
In general as well. Yes, less than.
Okay. That's considered normal.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then if somebody does have high blood pressure concerns, of course, they should seek out medical attention, right? And what are some of the ways that they can help with hypertension? I know there are medications, but also maybe diet changes, correct?
Yes, definitely. I mean, just starting off with some things that people should look at if you have high blood pressure would be also certain symptoms. So having frequent headaches is something to also think about, or blurred vision, chest pain, that might also signal that your blood pressure is elevated.
Okay.
However, in terms of how to manage it, obviously there are medications, but certain things that you can also do as an individual would be weight loss. So, you know, exercise is always something that we encourage, because your blood pressure can actually drop by 5 points on the top and the bottom number just by exercising and weight loss. The other thing would be, in addition to those things, cutting out things like alcohol.
Okay.
So if you're also somebody who snores, that's also something to consider to get evaluated for what we call sleep apnea, because all those things can contribute to having high blood pressure.
Okay. And then if not treated, what could be some of the medical consequences of a high blood pressure?
Yeah, high blood pressure is considered a silent killer because you tend not to have symptoms. So if not treated, they are certain things that can happen. So, for example, you are at risk of having a heart attack if your blood pressure is uncontrolled. You're also at risk of having a stroke if your blood pressure is not controlled. Your kidneys can also get damaged if your blood pressure remains uncontrolled for a long period of time. So that's putting you at risk of ending up being on dialysis. You can also, your heart muscle, just because it's pumping against a high pressure, can also get weak, and that's what we call heart failure. So there is a lot of consequences of not having blood pressure well controlled.
Okay. So if folks have questions, doctor, and again, we're going to be talking about this all month long. If folks have questions, they want to reach out, what is the best way to do that?
I think the first line you know, of you know, helping out patients in general is you know, going to our primary care physicians. You know, they're well equipped and everybody's well trained regarding, you know, blood pressure management. So just if there's any concern, I think you start off by, you know, calling your Optum care provider, your primary care provider, you know, scheduling an appointment and, you know, discussing your concerns. Other good things that you can do if you already have a blood pressure cuff machine is to take the blood pressure cuff machine and the readings that you've had to your primary care physician, and then they can, you know, one, make sure your blood pressure machine is calibrated correctly, and then secondly, they can look at the readings and, you know, decide what the next steps would be, such as, you know, medications or, you know, weight loss and exercise.
Perfect. Okay. And then they can reach out to Optum, of course, who provides cardiology services at Medical Center Point. So Dr. Kundai Tanganyika, thank you so much. Next week for our weekly Health Minute, we are going to discuss high cholesterol as we continue our discussion for February, National Heart Health Month. Thank you, doctor, so much. Great talking with you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. We'll talk with you next week. 6:43 now, KRDO News Radio.